Oui, merci. Moi, je pense que ce qu'on est en train de faire depuis ce matin par rapport à l'évaluation, je pense vraiment que c'est capital. Et souvent, c'est le plus difficile, arriver vraiment à évaluer de façon pertinente ce qu'on a fait. Et là, je me suis dit, est-ce qu'il serait possible? C'est vrai que les contextes nationaux sont différents, les priorités sont différentes, mais est-ce qu'on peut arriver à élaborer un outil avec des indicateurs vraiment en nombre limité et pertinent qui puisse vraiment de permettre une utilisation commune, ne serait-ce que par région? Je vois un peu, j'ai entendu l'intervention par rapport à la région, peut-être Moyen-Orient, Asie, je ne sais pas comment ça s'est passé. Est-ce qu'il y a un outil commun qu'on peut utiliser? Je le pense un peu. Peut-être un outil commun qui pourrait servir à toutes les régions, ce serait l'idéal. Je ne sais pas en termes de pertinence, est-ce que c'est faisable? Si ça ne l'est pas, au moins par région qu'on ait quand même un outil qu'on puisse partager. Peut-être l'idéal serait d'avoir un outil commun pour tout le monde, et que peut-être ça faciliterait aussi les études comparatives, un peu par rapport au suivi des recommandations. C'est une idée que j'ai, je ne sais pas comment est-ce qu'on peut, on pourrait le... Comment est-ce que ce serait faisable? Merci.
Firstly, I know that this is something that Forum Asia is doing with our members and partners, but I'm not sure that a lot of other organizations are using this approach. But for us within the region and in Asia, we did come up with a few sort of general indicative questions on specific issues that are kind of priorities across the board. Like, for instance, the protection of human rights defenders. We kind of have some samples. But again, each national context is so specific that ultimately it's not really possible to come up with sort of a set of generic or general indicative questions. We have suggested indicative questions, which are often then modified for the national context, which, I mean, I think through Eve, I can share with you.
I think it's an important question, so it's I'd just like to make to add a comment on that. I think we have, again, we have to be very careful on to be clear about what we're assessing, whether we're assessing the human rights situation at home or we're assessing the implementation of the OPR recommendations. And again, these are two different exercises. And also because of the general context, the way recommendations are formulated, I think it's, well, we can think of a few technical instruments that could help from one place to another, but then afterwards we'll have a lot of differences because of the differences within the recommendations. And sometimes it's very difficult to know. And also, as you said, you remind Pujai that sometimes the recommendations do not reflect some of the real priorities and what we really need to know and what we need to push the governments to do after a UPR. So we have to be careful. There's a trap. There's some kind of an administrative trap with the recommendations, because then you want to follow correctly the process, and then you're taken by the process. And the process must serve a purpose, and we must stick to the purpose, not to the process. And I think this is extremely important. And the indicators are very useful when they help us to clarify the way we want to follow the purpose. As an instrument to follow the purpose, that's good. As an instrument that would put us under a process, which I think a lot of governments would love us to see to do, I think this is something which is dangerous. But once I've said that, I really would join the comment you made. But I think it's less an issue of having a common instrument, but having a joint methodology. I think the question of the methods, the methodology, the fact of trying to have uphill from the process to make our own assessments, which gives us a reference then afterwards to evaluate the UPR as such. I think this is an interesting thing we can do, and I think we should share more methodologies indeed from one region to the other. But I think the methodologies are extremely important, and perhaps we can try to have some stronger convergence in the methodologies we use in the UPR. But once we talk about methodology, of course, it integrates a respect for the specificities that we all have, locally speaking. And it's, as I said before, it's not just a North-South issue. You'll have a lot of differences between an evaluation made in Switzerland and in France, for example. Mm-hmm. So these are things that have to be integrated. But I think you're raising a very important point.